Well, hey there, good morning. 8:10, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ace?
You call me, Dr. Grant.
I'll never do that. You know why? Because you killed a lot of people. Hey, was he ever charged with murder?
You know?
Dr. Grant.
You know, he made a whole park that just, yeah. How many dinosaurs, or how many people did the dinosaurs eat?
He just made a murder factory, yeah. And anyway, he got away with it, didn't he?
Yeah, he just kind of flies away.
Oh, sorry, you guys signed you signed an agreement when you came to the island.
He just left the park, too. Yeah.
Like, all right, see you guys.
It'll fix itself.
It'll figure it out. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we get started on your WTF today. Chance for some rain a little bit later on. High of 48 tonight. Cloudy, low of 30. Tomorrow, chance for some rain and snow. High of 42. Then it's warming up to 50 on Thursday. 38 then on Friday. It's all over the place.
You know where the weather is always nice?
Where?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, minus the bloodthirsty T-Rexes and everything like that.
Right. You can get a tan, but you might get eaten.
And now, too, you know, they actually... We got to look at that movie. Is it not being historically accurate? Because now they're saying that all these dinosaurs had feathers all over them.
You know? We start making signs, protest.
Yeah. Hey, this movie's ridiculous.
It's not accurate.
It's not accurate at all. I am upset. I want my money back. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kate?
WTF this morning. Not in Florida, from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there you go. Dinosaurs aren't real. This is ridiculous, and I've been hearing bits and pieces. Like, a lot of late-night shows are talking about this. Medical professionals have found that people who are too embarrassed to seek help for hemorrhoids have been turning to the interwebs for answers, which is not smart. And the interwebs have been telling people to use raw potatoes on their rectums. This is not a joke, all right? Doctors have responded by reminding everyone that putting potatoes where they don't belong is dangerous and you shouldn't do it. Instead, if you're dealing with hemorrhoids, just drink more water and eat more fiber. Maybe go see a doctor. Get some cream. Yeah. So what people are doing, and this I looked into it, they're cutting potatoes into like fry style, right? Yeah. Freezing them.
No.
And then taking those bits and placing them where the sun don't shine.
When you said fry, I knew exactly where it was going. Yeah. I thought they were just kind of like a boxer, you know, when he gets hit. You know, you had those iron metal pieces.
Like, you take a piece of meat after you get a black eye, you slap it on there.
Yeah. Not like that.
No. They're cutting them into small, consumable sizes, but they're not eating them. It's in a different hole, Hunter. People are doing this. This is so much of a problem that the doctors of America had to be like, hey, don't do that.
Except Brock. He just takes the skin off of it. That's it.
Well, I want to make sure it's in there.
He's just skinning the potato. You're supposed to go... What about curly fries? Do curly fries work?
I don't think that'll work. I don't think curly fries are structurally sound enough.
Are we talking skinny fries? Are we talking steak fries?
I guess, like a corkscrew, you could maybe turn them.
Yeah, there you go.
But, folks, same thing. Like, if you're feeling sick, don't go to WebMD. And then don't go to your doctor and say, well, I read on WebMD. You're not a doctor. You went to a website that will auto... Everything I've ever looked on WebMD, at the bottom says, it could also be AIDS. It's like, oh, that's great.
Usually that's the first case scenario, though. Yeah. Anytime you look something up, it's either like the worst things that it could be are always the top two.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, no.
So, folks, I'm going to say this, and this is the last time I hope I ever have to say the sentence.
Do it skinny fry. The curly fries break off.
What kind of potato do you use? Like an Idaho potato?
Yeah, Idaho? Yeah. Are we using sweet potatoes?
Would a yam work?
A yam might work.
A yam? You know? Sometimes they have the more pointed end.
Right. And you know what? Better yet, I got a potato gun. We could use that.
Kapoof! All right. You get over there and drop your pants.
Right.
We're going to get you taken care of. Those hemorrhoids won't know what hit them.
A little bit higher, a little bit higher.
Poof! You sure this is a good idea?
Right.
Well, I tell you what, we'll back up 10 feet just to make sure it's safe.
Ow!
I hate society. Yeah. Maybe this coronavirus is a good thing. Maybe it is. That's your WTF. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning. Good morning.
We got some new stuff from Green Day on the way. But first, obviously, folks, don't forget to join us today. Hats off to Literacy is here. That's right. Rock 107 WIRX, along with Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles in South Haven, want to help the kids in Southwest Michigan read good.
You know what's impressive? Brock just read that whole entire thing.
I did it. That's the kind of thing we're working for.
You must have gotten a book back when you were a small child.
I wish there was more like this for us.
And there was
great.
Another morning show that gave away hats for books. And see how you benefited from it?
Benefited. Yeah. I'm such a smart young man now. Seriously, folks, we need your help. And you can get an awesome Plan B Morning Show limited edition hat by helping out. All you need to do is come out to these broadcasts that we're doing all over Southwest Michigan. Bring two new or lightly used children's books and donate those, and you get yourself a Plan B Morning Show limited edition hat. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Is that simple?
It's pretty cool.
Go to WIRX.com. You can see when and where we're going to be today. We're at Coaches 5 to 7. They got great deals going on as well. They got some Lenten specials that you can get in on. They got half pound deep fried shrimp, deep fried pickles, toasted subs, smoked steelhead, fish and chips, salmon dinner, $1.07 12 ounce Bud and Bud Light drafts, 12 ounce Busch Light cans. Also, they got $2 off burgers today and domestic bottled beer for $2. So Coaches today. And again, if you don't have books to donate, don't worry. You can donate $25 to the DP Imagination Library to sponsor a child for 1 year with free books. How cool is that? And it's all helping out the United Way of Southwest Michigan's Spring Into Reading campaign. This is so great.
I'm going to read a book and have a thunder stick.
Perfect.
You know?
Perfect.
Thunder sticks are fantastic.
But don't read out loud while eating the thunder stick because we won't be able to understand you.
I'm popping the lost way.
Of course, hats off to Literacy, presented by Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles. Complete service on all makes and models, repairs, custom paint, bodywork, fabrication. Go see them. They have done amazing work. Jimmy and the gang up there are just unbelievable. With support,
He needed one more book.
I needed one more book. Thank you, Hunter. With support from Smith Indoor Garden Supply in Hartford, Applebee's in Benton Harbor, Boss Concrete, Joey C's Pizzeria, Farmers Insurance, Chris Thompson, Coach's Bar and Grill, and Hair by the Shore. Seriously, a big thank you to all of our amazing sponsors on this. So join us. Hats off to Literacy from WIRX and Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles. Right now, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back. Hey, good morning. It's 8:32. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, good morning. Happy Super Tuesday. No, Hunter, not Superhero Tuesday. Just Super Tuesday.
We're changing it. It
has to do with, as politics.
As far as here in this room, in this building, it is Superhero Tuesday.
Superhero. So Super Tuesday has to do with superheroes.
Yeah. I don't care if it's the Super Friends, even as cheesy as those guys were.
I don't know if I'd want to be a superhero. It sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. You know? You got to fight bad guys all the time. Doesn't that sound exhausting?
Depends on which one you are, I guess.
Yeah, but even like the big ones, like Superman and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You know?
But you know what? You're a superhero, so you don't get tired.
Yeah, but even like Captain America, like he made it so he could age.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he didn't want to do it anymore.
Can you get hung over as a...
I don't think so. No. I mean, they had comics where like the... Because you got to drink so much in order to get drunk. Because your body, the cells regenerate and everything, it processes it different.
What about like Popeye? Was Popeye a superhero?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good question, though. I mean, he did get his super strength from eating a spinach.
Which is just teaching children to eat right.
Eat your greens and you'd be set to go. I always tried to squeeze the can and get it to come out and it never would. I was always like
right into the mouth.
Yeah, right. And it would never work. I just made a mess and mom yelled at me.
Wait a second. Real life isn't stop motion?
This is ridiculous. Yeah, mom would just yell at me and beat me with a wooden spoon. That's the only thing that I got.
And you'd look at her and say, blow me
down. Which, actually, let's talk about real quick how creepy the live action Popeye was with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So weird.
It was very weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It was creepy.
Popeye's a weird looking dude.
Cartoons work like that, but then you do live action. It's kind of weird. I don't know. What do I know?
Super Tuesday, bro.
Super Tuesday. Nothing to do with politics anymore. It has to do with superheroes and superpowers. Yeah. It's way better, way more interesting than a bunch of old guys arguing over God knows what.
In front of a podium.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them have to have the podium just so they don't fall down.
Yeah. You're really a walker with just a piece of wood up front.
The podium's got the tennis balls on the bottom of it. Pretty sure that's just his walker, bro.
Right.
No, I'm fine. No, you're not. You're going to have a heart attack 3 days into office, for God's sakes.
They always cut away before they walk off, too. They'll just take all their podiums.
That's what Weinstein should have walked in with, a podium with some men. Yeah.
For real, though.
It would have made more sense.
I want to be president.
Ah, jeez.
The president now is orange.
I'm president now.
I want to be the president.
It's me. I'll do my best to make it four. Yeah, my four-year plan is to die. That's what I want to hear these candidates say.
I'm the oldest one. Right,
that's why Bernie's fighting for health care.
Yeah.
He needs it. Oh, God.
An extra big podium to hide his bag, his pee bag.
All the pills. It's just riddled with pill bottles all over it. Anyway, I digress. Stick around. We got plenty more on the way, including your dumb vocabulary. Right now, your stand-up for a minute is... Hold on. I got one. It's Matt Goldich. Hey, good morning. It's 8:48. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's
I don't.
What?
That's one of the political candidates.
You sound like a ghost.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning. Happy Super Tuesday. Let's get to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Actually, before I even forget this, big happy birthday to Cyper.
That's right. What's up, Cyper?
His dad called in and said, hey, could you wish my boy a happy birthday? He's turning 15. Fun age, almost driving.
Uh-huh.
That's fun stuff. So he said he's a big fan of the show. Cyper, thank you for listening. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Almost a driving age when you go cruise around, pick up chicks, all that good stuff.
Not to mention his name is Cyper.
I know.
That's badass.
He should be the lead singer of a rock band.
You know? Wait. You don't know how to play guitar? You don't know how to sing? Wait, your name's Cyper, though? Hey, you're on board, bud.
Let's go. You're our new lead singer and lead guitarist. And then he just knows how to do it. He just knows how to do it.
You know, with a name like Cyper.
Yeah. Or he's a bad guy.
Right, he could be a bad guy.
Either way.
But with a name like Cyper, I feel like if he's a lead singer of a band, there's going to be a lot of fire on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to name
like
the band.
Rammstein, you know, Rammstein-esque.
You got to name the band Cyper, too. We are Cyper.
It's like Striper, but about the devil.
Yeah, exactly. It's the complete opposite of Striper. Right. Anyway, happy birthday, Cyper. Thanks for listening, man.
Cyper.
Hopefully you don't have school today because school sucks. I'm sorry. Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, just stay in school.
Stay in school.
That's good for you.
Otherwise, you'll end up like us.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Absolutely.
Just awful. Just drunks.
Barely read.
Telling fart jokes.
You know?
All right. Your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, Cyper Insurance. He's got it covered.
Yep.
Go see him. Also, too, you know what? He's a part of our Hats Off to Literacy.
Yeah, dang it right, bro.
How awesome is Chris? Go see him. He'll get you covered, and he'll help you read. Chris!
Whoa.
Sorry. You got excited.
Your voice isn't scratchy anymore. What happened?
Oh, my God.
You blew it.
Oh, no. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
I hope you have one. I don't have anybody else to talk to.
I know. Kiki's not here this morning. She's out for the...
While you go, I'll just read my Mountain Dew can. 230 calories.
Jesus, in one can?
I know. 62 grams of sugar. This is a regular Mountain Dew. You know why I have a regular Mountain Dew in my hand? In case I'm dying. In case my diabetes kicks in and it goes really, really low.
Yeah.
I drink a Mountain Dew because it does wonders for your blood
sugar.
Or
I get the sugar out.
No, don't do the fun dip with your dipping your thing in. It's a weird thing.
All right, I'm ready.
But I wanted to put it out there. That's why I have a Mountain Dew. And if you're drinking 8 Mountain Dews a day, just turn the can around and look at that sugar content. And then think about your life for a little bit. It's way too much sugar. Nothing should have 62 grams of sugar in it.
No. Except when I...
dip your thing in fun dip in case
I'm saving his life. I can't even, can I tell this story at the badass brunch of how I'm going to save your life?
Yes, you can.
If it ever happens, dude, this is going to be, people are going to be walking out.
Yeah, they will. Shaking their heads.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, chub tub.
Chub Tub.
Chub Tub.
Well, there's a couple different tubs. I know what the chub is. The tub is either, it's either that tire around your waist or it's something you get in. I'm not sure which direction you're going with this.
Chub Tub.
But I feel like it's chub in a tubby, basically. You're doing it with a fatty.
With a fatty?
Yeah.
You're chubbing a tub?
Yeah.
No, but not a bad guess, though.
Not a bad guess.
I'm impressed with your Sherlock Holmes-esque.
Yes. Chub Tub, then.
Chub Tub.
You can't get rid of your chub, so you hop in the bathroom or in the bathtub because it's an emergency.
Wrong again.
Went beyond the 4 hours that you heard about in the commercial.
You were closer to the first one, but not quite. Chub Tub is the female privates.
Okay.
Give your chub a bath in the tub.
All right. Okay. So if I combine the both of my guesses.
Kind of. You
kind of close.
I mean, you could chub a tub.
Yeah.
In the chub tub.
It's got to be her tub.
Her tub. Yes. It's got to be her tub. Yeah. Example, I hope I get to take a bath in the chub tub later.
Right. Well, you better hurry up because I think your wife's leaving.
She's leaving.
Yeah.
Chub tub's getting on a plane. That's terrible. Oh, God.
Chub tub.
That's your dumb vocabulary. It's just fun to say chub tub. Everyone did class all together now. Chub tub. I'll use it in a sentence.
My mommy went.
Rock 107 W.